This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestrino back for another edition of the Weekly Wrap-Up, where we are listening to all of the clips that you, the listeners of Rob's podcast, sent to us of your favorite moments from the week on RHAP. Each week, for the last 8 weeks, we invited you, the listeners, to submit clips. robswebsite.com/best of. We got your submissions. We listened to you, the listener, about what you wanted to hear. And that's what we have brought you every single week here on the Weekly Wrap Up. So we will do it once again here in this edition of the Weekly Wrap Up, listening to the clips that the listeners submitted for this week of the Weekly Wrap Up. And here back with me once again, the producer of the Weekly Wrap Up, the man who has been going through all of the clips that you sent in all week long. It's Sam Moore. Sam, how are you?
Doing well, Rob. Excited to be here. A lot of fun stuff going on this past week. We had a BB finale. We're looking at a BB premiere coming up. We're getting ready for a Survivor season. Amazing Race is winding down. So a lot going on. A lot of good stuff to take a listen to.
It's the circle of life here on reality TV. So we have some fun stuff to talk about from the week gone by, including the Celebrity Big Brother finale and more. But Sam, I do want to give a programming note here for this edition of the Weekly Wrap Up. As for the Weekly Wrap Up, it's been 8 weeks since I started the Weekly Wrap Up. Had a lot of fun getting to put this show together and go back and look at the week gone by and listen to all the clips that the listeners picked out week after week. But with Survivor back around the corner, I listened to a lot of feedback from our listeners where I think more people came down on the side of, I like the idea. I don't necessarily need more stuff to listen to. What do you think about a monthly wrap up? And to me, I feel like that makes sense because in terms of like putting something together at the end of the week, it's difficult in Survivor season for a couple of different reasons. One, the Survivor week really goes Wednesday to Wednesday. So it's sort of like you'd be listening to, all right, on last week's, feedback show, and there's another feedback show dropping tomorrow. It's a little bit, you're always going to be sort of like in a weird spot unless you dropped the Weekly Wrap Up on Wednesday. And then, so the Survivor week does not necessarily coincide with a normal week. That's one.
Yeah, makes sense.
And two, we have a lot of stuff to do during Survivor season.
Yeah, I mean, another thing makes sense. Story checks out.
Yeah. And if I listen to the Weekly Wrap Up, it feels old. If I, listen to it like, a week later, it's like, oh, this is an old Weekly Wrap Up. I can listen to the monthly wrap up on March 12th. And it's still OK. It's still the best of February.
Right. Exactly. So it's a little bit more evergreen. I think they'll probably end up being a little bit longer. Maybe we'll include some more clips. Obviously, we'll have about 4 or 5 weeks to take them instead of just 1 week. But still, we're going to keep robhasawebsite.com/best of open all month. So if you hear something on March 3rd or March 4th, submit it then. We'll have it at the end of the month.
And we don't always have something new every week on the podcast in terms of a new show, but we kind of been having something new every month. So we'll always have like the new stuff that we have going on. It'll be a good spot. I think it's less of a commitment on the listeners. And then also something that I think that we can get really the best of the best and capture that. But please continue to send us your clips. Rob is at website.com/best of. And we'll also continue to look at the posts that get made each month for the best of the year in the Rob is a Podcast Patron Facebook group. I really appreciate everybody who contributes to that. All right, on to the clips. On to this week. Okay, it was the Big Brother celebrity finale on Wednesday night, and we got everybody back together on stage. And we, you know, we're very particular all season long about trying to keep our COVID protocols. And this is something that, you know, I understand you want to try to do it to be, you know, be safe as possible during the show. But Sam, I just wanted to see consistency.
Yeah,
and it seemed like that the protocols went out the window.
Yeah, I have no idea what was going on there. I want Julie Chen Moonves to remain safe and healthy. And she just threw it all out the window.
If you tell me these are the rules, okay, fine. I'll follow whatever rules. But then, like, don't just toss them aside willy-nilly.
Yeah, it was a
They're rules, not vibes.
Yeah, it was a very interesting finale, to say the least. And this was just one of those things.
So here I am Wednesday night talking with Taryn, Melissa, and Puya about what it was like on the stage for the Celebrity Big Brother finale. So Misha comes out and it's like confetti. And then everybody's just sitting there and Julie's like, no, you can get up. Come be excited for them.
I think they knew Julie. They just chose not to.
Yeah.
Like, I want to sit. I'm good.
But can I just comment on something? And look, I am so not the guy of the like, you know, what's with the masks? But again, all season, every person came out of the house. Hey, Julie, like, air hug. No, excuse me. I'm sorry.
I wish air hug.
Tonight, like, she's like, Chris Kattan, get in here. Whoa. Why? If anything, this was less safe. They were in the house. They were in a bubble. They came out. Get away from me. They leave. Go out into the world. Come back. Get in here.
Rob, it's because it's just that she, it's an excuse to not hug people. That's all it is.
She was hugging people tonight.
No, Rob, when they come out one by one and there's an expectation of hug, then she'd have to hug all of them. But at the finale, when everyone's there, she can pick and choose who she wants to hug and not have to very visibly, you know, not hug somebody.
Who did she hug? I want that data. Who did she hug tonight? I would like to know.
I was going to say, like, I think it must just be because, like, well, this was my initial thought and it's proven wrong, but I was like, it must be because, you know, she doesn't, they're still part of it until finale. Once finale happens, like, it doesn't matter if they catch COVID or whatever, they're not coming back. It's like, it's over. But they're not going to the jury house. They're going out in the real world. It's not like, oh, you're keeping them like in a little bubble still by then sending them off to the jury house and then bringing them in. And then once finale hits, it's like, who cares? They're out in the real world. Like, I don't get why it changes everything. Like, and also she's like, maybe it's because her duty is done. Like she was been in her own bubble.
You think it's like production, like, but if she's there in a bubble that Julie's more exact. Julie's not in a bubble. She's not like,
that's what I was wondering. It's like, maybe they're keeping
quarantining for the season,
quarantine, so to make sure that she can still, like, you know, be healthy for, you know, the next few episodes or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Really, there is no logic to it. And the next house gets to come out and have Julie say, like, nah, don't hug me. She'd just be like, whatever, I seen you on finale night, and just give him a big hug.
Well, okay, now let's consensual hugs, everyone.
Yeah,
I'm telling you,
she said she wants someone.
She said, I wish I could, but I would love to hug you. All right, Taryn. So when you and I take over the network, now that Rob and Melissa are canceled, we'll really make this be a thing, huh? If I end up on Big Brother, I'm going to get ahead of it. I'm going to be like, no, Julie, I keep the distance. I don't want to hug you. I want to be the one to say it to Julie. I'm going to switch it back.
I don't know where you've been.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been in a bubble.
Yeah. Julie will be like, oh, I wish I could give you a hug right now. Like, no, that's fine. You're good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Julie,
hug you
Julie, would you mind putting a mask on? I'm a little... I've been in a bubble. Yeah. I've been quarantining here for a couple of weeks with my friends.
They just drag the chair back. Just like sit further away.
Murray, do you have a mask? Just one of the many things we were a little worked up about from Wednesday night. And really the season as a whole of Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah. And let's be real. Preview things to come. This was not the last time you get worked up this week.
Well, yeah. Yeah. It's happening more and more, Sam. Maybe I need a vacation.
Don't we all?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe it wasn't the best idea to recap of what 19 Celebrity Big Brother episodes in the span of like 26 days.
Hey, it was 15 over 21 days.
Okay.
Not as bad.
Not as bad. All right. When you put it that way. Yeah.
Yeah. And although we did have a 6 hours in 4 days.
Yeah. A lot of 2 hour nights. There. Okay. All right. So I got together with the B&B. Mike and Liana, they join me on this week's edition of The Slop to play some games. We talk through a lot of the nonsense going on in the postseason of Celebrity Big Brother. One of the things that we got to talk about was that the host of Big Brother, the great Julie Chen Moonves, has been on YouTube and she has been conducting bonus interviews. You know, during the regular season, like, go on the CBS Instagram and watch my extended interview with the house guest, but they didn't do that this season. So Julie, on her brand new YouTube channel called God 101.
Yeah, Julie took it upon herself. She had some hard-hitting questions to ask these house guests that were more than just, what's harder, your job or Big Brother?
Mm-hmm.
And we needed those answers.
Yeah, so I got to talk a little bit about Julie Chen Moonves' YouTube, which you can subscribe to at any time. God 101, give a shout out. And here are myself with Mike Bloom and Liana Boris from this week on The Slop, currently behind the patron paywall. So for a little bit of a taste of what's going on The Slop for everybody listening to the podcast here from Thursday. All right. We talked about what Julie thought about the house guest, but Julie, you know, got to get, you know, up close and personal with the house guest all season long. And a lot of people have noticed that there have been interviews that Julie has been doing with the house guest. And I know personally, I had been seeing clips floating around. I'm like, oh, what is this? What are these interviews with Julie Chen Moonves and where are they coming from? And so what we learned recently is that Julie actually has a brand new YouTube channel.
And the most important part is the title, which is God 101.
Yeah, God 101 is Julie Chen Moonves's brand new YouTube channel. And on God 101, you could see she is doing interviews with not just all of the house guests, but also many of her other friends to talk about spiritual topics, including Kathy Lee Gifford. The longest interview on the channel.
I think Kathy Lee Gifford. Yeah, so let's break this down first. Now, before we get into the videos proper, can we do like a quick little breakdown for branding purposes on the name God 101.
Mm-hmm.
I have so many thoughts about this.
God 101, Mike. So, yeah, tell us.
First of all, it sounds like a radio station, and I don't know if that's the point, right? Like, check out God 101, pull up to our pew and listen in. I mean, it also is in all caps. Mm-hmm. It might be for emphasis, or it could stand for something. Could be an acronym.
Acronym, sure.
Good old donkey 101.
I don't think so.
She started hashtagging it in later videos, like the titles. So the titles are all God 101. And then the later titles are hashtag God 101.
Hashtag God 101. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, is that a thing?
So it's interesting that I'm looking at the avatar here. God 101, you would think, is like, okay, this is a college course where you are learning an introduction to God. But the coffee mug that Julie Chen Moonves is holding is a little bit more like a road sign. So like, hey, take the God 101 to get to heaven. Make a hard left at Sin City. You don't want any part of there.
I mean, it is, Julie Chen, City of Angels or whatever. Julie City of Angels is sometimes her name that she has here.
Well, Julie City of Angels, that's what she's using in her panel. But I think that the other people on the panel were also putting their city. So I think that she was describing.
I thought this was like some sort of, I don't know,
so here you
new
go.
Nickname for
so
her.
God 101, How Does Prayer Work? Season 2, Episode 8. Get ready, Akiva.
Season 2, Episode 8? How new is this? What happened to season one?
Yeah, she's talking to, you can see here, the whole panel is Julie, City of Angels, Pastor Lee and Deacon Danita are in Boston. Molly is in Denver and Walt is in Austin.
Who is Walt?
I don't know.
That's the one you're fixated on, is Walt from Austin. I don't know what any of these people are.
Okay, that's a good question. That's a good point. So,
Sam, do you think that we could see Boston Waltz on BB24?
Hey, if things go the way how they're casting some of these shows, non-zero chance, we might be able to get there.
Yeah. Julie Chen Moonves not only has been talking with all of the different Big Brother alumni, still no interview with Todrick for Julie Chen Moonves, but let me shout out one of our listeners, Jay Mackey. DM'd me a clip. Can I play for you a moment? Here is where Julie Chen Moonves is interviewing former host of the Fourth Hour of the Today Show and former host of Live with Regis and Kathy Lee. Oops, yeah, oops,
not Kelly.
Oops.
Not Kelly.
Is that the same sound? Kathy Lee Gifford. Here's a little clip of Julie Chen Moonves with Kathy Lee Gifford.
This is what Jesus says about me, and he has to flee.
Yeah, but Satan is a loser and a liar.
Father of all lies.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Take notes.
Father of all lies and a loser and a liar. This is an anti-Satan podcast.
I don't think Satan would do very well in the Big Brother house.
Mm-hmm.
Loser and a liar.
Loser and a liar. I don't know if that sounds like anybody else from the Celebrity Big Brother cast, but So take that, Satan.
Yeah. Good luck. Maybe next year, try improving your.
They drag Satan on God 101. And they should, as they should.
But yeah, sure. Not a good guy as far as I've heard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, Sam, also, like ships passing in the night, Celebrity Big Brother is over. Big Brother Canada is right around the corner. And people are geeked. Can I say that?
Sure. Why not?
People are amped up for Big Brother Canada because apparently an angel on this earth has been found, because there is a man that people are excited to see play on Big Brother Canada. The news broke on Wednesday night as we were filming the finale. Can I say filming?
I mean, we were watching.
I mean, we don't technically use film.
Yeah. And
we were recording.
No, well, we knew about it going into the podcast.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that. Is it incorrect? Will we get dragged by film people that I said that we were filming the recap?
I just say recording.
It's digitally. Streaming. It's digital. Yeah.
We're not doing anything on film.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we were live on Wednesday night. Same crew as before. Taryn, myself, Melissa and Puya, talking about the contestant that people are jazzed to see play in Big Brother. Here is the legend of the future Big Brother Canada legend, the real Kyle Moore.
Well, Rob, I don't know if you saw, because mostly Canadians saw, but there was actually a commercial Celebrity Big Brother over in Canada for Big Brother Canada 10.
Yep.
And in the commercial, we saw some of the cast members.
Yep.
One of which is one Kyle Moore.
I read it wrong. I saw Sam Moore is going to be on Big Brother Canada.
No.
Can you imagine he didn't tell you?
What they decided is that they needed more Kyles. And so for those that don't know this story, it's quite an interesting one. Last season for Big Brother Canada 9, there was a cast member who was pulled from the cast because of some problematic things that popped up. And there was a replacement made, a last minute replacement, a guy called Kyle Moore. And all we had was this like tiny picture and a name. And so Twitter did what Twitter does. The internet went wild and they searched out Kyle Moore and they found this guy. He was this good looking guy. He looked pretty similar to the photo. He had a podcast about mental health. It seemed like he was really cool. People are really excited about him. I believe I drafted this guy. I believe I drafted Kyle Moore, thinking he was this
Kyle
time. And then the next day, Kyle Moore shows up to his Twitter account and he's like, why have all of these people said that I'm on a show called Big Brother Canada? It wasn't the right Kyle Moore. It turns out that this was actually a different Kyle Moore on the season, who was like a hockey player and a completely different guy. Looked somewhat similar in that photo, at least. And so the real Kyle Moore, as we call him, was like, oh, this is so cool. Like this is so cool. So welcoming, this Big Brother thing is interesting. He ended up playing Among Us with us a few times.
That's true.
We've interacted with him. He's a cool guy. And now the real Kyle Moore has been cast for Big Brother Canada 10.
Will this backstory be part of the show? And if so, will they say that, like, actually last season there was a guy with the same name as me and he got canceled and then people thought that I was him?
It's in his bio. It's in his bio. I did read it. One of his things that he mentioned was that, you know, people on Twitter thought it was me. I could see it in his intro package for sure.
I think it's so funny. They should absolutely talk about that.
And Puya, this Sunday, will you be inviting old Kyle Moore to play Among Us?
Hit the Uno reversal.
I have actually played Among Us with both Kyle Moores.
That's so funny. I was so... my jaw dropped on the floor when I saw Kyle Moore. I was like, oh my God, because I saw Puya's tweet earlier today where he was like theorizing. First of all, did you know?
No.
I think my question is, do I get a legacy pick here? I picked Kyle Moore.
Are we sure you picked Kyle Moore?
He picked alternate. I think whoever's replacing the person.
I think it was during the podcast, people found this Kyle Moore and they were like, this is the guy. And he's got a mental health problem. And I was like, based on that information, I was like, I'll pick this guy.
Karen, I mean, as the champion, you get to pick the draft order. You put yourself first, pick him.
I just think it should be a free pick.
No, that's not. You don't get away if a returning player comes back. You don't still have them in your draft.
I want Kyle Moore.
You make the order.
I was so excited when I saw him pop up. I like immediately went to Twitter and no one was saying anything. And I was like, is that not actually Kyle? Like, am I just like misunderstanding this? And then finally people were tweeting about it. And I was like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. This is so exciting. I just feel like I tweeted about this, but it feels like such a simple thing for them to do, like to cast this like good looking, like, you know, normal, fun, like guy who likes the show. Like, it's such a simple thing to do, but it's such a big gesture for the fans. When we had been saying all like last season, like, this is the Kyle you should have had. We want this Kyle. This is the real Kyle. And instead of just being like, yeah, whatever, poo-poo, they were like, okay, let's cast him. And it's fantastic. I think that it's like, it draws in the community. We know this guy and it makes us feel like we're part of it because everyone's basically saying, like, Big Brother Twitter, cast this guy. Mm-hmm. Like, we did it, you know? And you know, God, hopefully I don't...
Has he been watching since way back when, like Todd Recall?
He watched BBCan 9.
Yeah, he watched it when we all were watching it and was like commentating on it and like being a part of like the Twitter scenes. So I don't know if he's done like his homework, but I do think that he knows the show and he knows the community and he knows, I think, what he's getting into. So I'm very excited. I'm very excited. I think this is a great move on Big Brother Canada's part. And, you know, it really makes me pumped for the season. I'm really excited.
Yeah. And like, you know, this is different than knowing someone from like our community who like is actively either podcasting Big Brother or has knowledge of the show. Kyle, we know exactly what he learned about the show when his Twitter mentions blew up because BB Twitter was like, you're one of us now. We forced him into the circle. So win or lose, whether he does amazing or not, we know he's an amazing guy. So it's going to be fun to watch him experience this, and it's going to be fun to watch him. And whether he wins, which obviously we'll be rooting for the homie, great. If he doesn't do well, I know exactly why, because I know how much he's, you know, had the knowledge of it. It's just going to be fun to watch him knowing that, like, he's going to enjoy himself. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Thumbs up.
Yeah. All right. The real Kyle Moore, Sam, you're pumped up. You got him in your drafts.
Well, great last name, but he does spell it wrong, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's very sad. I'm still waiting for Sam on Survivor, on US Survivor. Okay. Maybe it'll happen someday.
One day. So let's then go ahead and keep going on Celebrity or Canadian Big Brother, Big Brother Canada.
What if we did Celebrity Canadian Big Brother?
Is it all Canadian celebrities? I mean, there's a lot of good ones.
Yeah, I think we could make that cast. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that would be a good one. I mean, maybe I don't think the fans would be excited for that. But look, it could be a ratings winner for Global.
Let's try it. What do we have to lose?
Mm-hmm. All right. So this week on Thursday, Taryn Armstrong and Puya Zamakili kicked off our Big Brother Canada coverage, talking about all 16 of these new players. They were previewing one of the new contestants, Jessica. They have a cat who has an interesting name. We're going to listen to Taryn and Puya talk about Jessica's cat here in this clip from the Big Brother Canada 10 cast preview on Thursday.
It says they moved houses for a skinny stray cat who wandered into their yard. I feel like there's a story there because I don't know why you'd have to move houses for a cat.
If the place you were renting is not pet friendly.
They didn't let them have a cat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'd be just rude.
Yeah. And we met Jessica's cat, I think, on the video, which was a very cute cat.
I was wondering if it was the same cat, the Crumb.
Crumb is a great name for a cat.
It is a great name.
Yeah. Honestly, you know, people say, oh, I'm a dog person, I'm a cat person. Let me tell you this. You will never find a dog named Spaghetti. You will never find a dog named, like, Oreo Crumbs. Cats can be named anything, and that is phenomenal.
You can absolutely find a dog named Oreo Crumbs.
Find me Oreo Crumbs. Find me Oreo Crumbs. That name has to be existing right now. There's no way. People like dogs most likely will be like Jeffrey or like, you know, Sebastian. I feel like dogs are more likely to get those like formal names, and cats become like, all right, Stapler, come over here. Like, you know, it's whatever the cat's name is, it is.
I really want a dog named Spaghetti.
Sam, do you run into a lot of dogs named Jeffrey?
Not really. Maybe somebody names their cat after Jeff Probst, Jeffrey Probst.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
good cat name.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, that is very formal for I don't run into a lot of dogs with formal names like William.
Yeah, I feel like that's a mood. Mm-hmm. You could try it. Mm-hmm. And if Rob, I know you
Robert,
just
watched. Yeah, I don't think that I've ever seen a dog name that.
Yeah. And well, Rob, I know
or you just Oreo Crumbs. Maybe right, that's all reserved for cats.
Yeah, I mean, you just watch Cats, and there's a lot about naming cats in Cats.
Those cats have interesting names.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think there's three of them. There's a whole song about it.
By the way, get any person talking with Taryn about cats. Instant gold.
Yeah, it's Taryn's number one stan, Cats.
Yes. Anytime Taryn is talking about cats, we get a great clip out of it. All right, check out all of the Big Brother Canada 10 preview. I know I will, because I got a big draft on Monday night.
You got to get ready.
And I plan on winning.
Yeah, Monday night, 8 p.m. Join us live.
I got to get Kyle Moore before everybody else does.
Yeah, it's going to be Rob, Taryn, Melissa, Amon, and Puya.
Get out of my way.
Taryn will be deciding that draft order, and I think that'll be his first of two deciding draft orders. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Survivor draft coming up. All right, speaking of Survivor, Mike Bloom and I previewed another one of these tribes, the Vati tribe. those six players, we listened to their interviews. The third of these podcasts that we have done, we've now previewed all 18 of the cast members. I know there was a lot going on with Celebrity Big Brother. I highly suggest you go back and listen to our previews before we get to Survivor 42. You still have a week and a half to go until we get to the March 9th premiere of Survivor 42. So be sure to check that out up in our Survivor podcast feed. You can get all of those episodes. Not a lot in the Survivor podcast feed as of late right now. So robiswebsite.com/Survivor feed. Easy to find. Check out all three of our cast previews. We are going to take a listen to our preview of one of the cast members. Her name is Lydia, and Mike Bloom asked the question, what famous person would you most like to have come visit you for your loved one's visit? Lydia, who's a young person. How old is she, Sam?
I feel
22?
Like 20s. Oh, yeah. I think
early 20s. Yeah.
Survivor 42.
She's a young person. Young woman.
22.
Nailed
much younger than me, too.
Okay. She had an interesting answer for a woman her age. Here is our preview of Lydia from the Vadi tribe.
What celebrity or fictional character would you want to come out for a loved one's visit?
I would have to say Kevin Bacon. I have been just this avid lover of Kevin Bacon since I was like 13. I literally could not tell you why. I just like have an obsession, and just to see him come out, and that would be crazy. I literally saw Footloose as like a child, and I was just like, Kevin Bacon is my new obsession. Like, that was literally all it was. I haven't even seen like half of his like back, like 90s acting work. I've only seen a select few, but I'm just like, yeah, you're my obsession.
My mind is blown. My mind is blown here on who would you want to have come be your loved one? Kevin Bacon. I'm obsessed with him, but I haven't really seen that much of his work.
Yeah, I simply became obsessed with him in Footloose. So please, Ren McCormick from Footloose is more so the choice than Kevin Bacon at this point.
Yeah. So I don't really know that much about him, but that is my obsession. Kevin Bacon.
And does that speak to Lydia's game that like once she makes a choice, she'll stick with it? Like, listen, I selected Kevin Bacon as my obsession since I was 13, and I've stuck with it for the past 10 years. I'm with you until the end, baby. 26 days compares to nothing with my Kevin Bacon obsession.
Yeah. Sam, do you happen to know if other people ironically stan Kevin Bacon?
I don't know.
Or is it just Lydia?
I'm probably too old. It's probably the Gen Zers are probably the big stans of Kevin Bacon, I think, at this point.
I feel like a lot of people stan Bacon.
Sure. I mean, I'm not a big pork guy. Grow up, yeah. But that's
I get it.
Not really into bacon. Rob, what celebrity would you like to come visit you on if you were to go on Survivor a third time?
Well, I think it's hard if you had, is everybody getting a celebrity?
Sure, but who would you want?
If everybody's not getting a celebrity and only I am getting a celebrity, I feel like it really is like, hey, let's vote out this guy. This guy must be rich. Right. He knows famous people.
Everybody gets a celebrity, so therefore open field.
I don't know. I think I'd have to go with somebody beloved. Tom Hanks.
That was going to be mine. He's already done it before.
Yes. He can come out. He could help me with like build stuff with a bunch of boxes.
At least there'll be another person for him on like last time. Volleyball.
Yeah. I think you just want to go try to find somebody who's like universally beloved.
Yeah. I'm very upset.
Paul Rudd.
That was going to be mine.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd would be fun.
All right. Let's go ahead and stop down for 1 second. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we just heard from Mike Bloom. We're going to really get into it of hearing from Mike Bloom as we get into talking about the Amazing Race. I've got not one, but two Mike Bloom Amazing Race moments coming up right after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, let's get back into it, talking about The Amazing Race. First, let's pick something up from The Tar Pit. That is our Amazing Race feedback show slash B&B style games format. I feel like they don't really answer a lot of feedback questions, so I feel like it's not really right to call it a feedback show, but it is our bonus content of The Amazing Race. And Mike and Jess had on Chantel Francis this past week, and they were taking a look at some of the secret scenes from The Amazing Race this past week. And Kim and Penn had a great one about a injury that Penn had sustained prior to coming on The Amazing Race. So they got to talk about the injury. So here is Chantel and Jess and Mike Bloom about to do some heavy lifting.
Let's get into some of our stuff here on the Tar Pits. I want to start with the secret scenes, because we've got 3 weeks of secret scenes here in the backlog. And we talk about Kim and Penn. We talk about the preparation that we went to, and we talk about a very good 3 weeks for Kim and Penn. Finished 3 number ones straight, but they were not exactly the cleanest and I would say most painless finishes. So I have a clip pulled from all the way back in week 5. If you remember, this was the first leg in Corsica where they had to kayak the inflatable kayaks to the pit stop, and Penn gets a hernia while they are rowing to the pit stop. I pulled a little bit of audio that is both from their camera footage, their GoPro stuff in the kayaks, as well as the confessional afterwards. Let's give a listen to what they have to say.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to do another.
I got a hernia.
Honey, you did?
I got a hernia.
Honey, we're turning.
Give me a second.
Honey. I know.
No.
Okay. Oh, God.
As we're putting the kayak into the water and Penn takes his first row, he had a hernia. Like the muscles in his stomach, like, I don't even know what a hernia is.
It's just like a little alien that comes out of my stomach if I lean forward and do too much pressure. And I know when not to do it. I just don't do it with my body. And I forgot when I did this row. Oh, there it is. And so I just leaned back and kind of jammed it back into my stomach like this. And it takes a second for it to set, but I'm still trying to pedal while like on my back, because I didn't want to lose the race. I wanted to, like, I felt like we were in first place and I thought we had a good shot at it. So I'm totally fine. It doesn't really hurt that much. It's kind of uncomfortable.
So, and then the next minute of the clip, it doesn't really make the visual. It's essentially them getting in what seems like their first argument of the race, where Kim is trying to pedal and Penn looks like he's on the lazy river. He's just lying on his back, trying to like gingerly touch his paddle into the water. Well, he is fighting this hernia. But Jess, this was wild for me to discover.
I mean, first of all, the human body is a miraculous thing, isn't it? I think we've obviously heard of a hernia, and I think literally everything I've learned about hernias comes from Weird Al. So it was educational. He has a parody of a James Brown song that is excellent, learning about hernias. Even like in the middle, he breaks it down like a whole list of all the different types of hernias you can get. I guess I still didn't know what one was. But I had heard about this. I did not know there was a secret clip about it, but of course, Kim and Penn talked about this on their podcast, and they noted the very next leg they're in Corsica and they have to do the skeleton kayak that Dusty and Ryan sank, and they went against their own Amazing Race wisdom, because they keep saying, we're not going to do the ones that you have to be judged on. We're going to do like the physical ones where we know we can knock it out. And they chose the fish task over the kayaking task because they'd just been in a hot kayak and Penn did not want another hernia.
Oh my God. Imagine you have to be like, I can't choose this detour option because I don't want another hernia. I'm so sorry, but that's my rationale.
I still don't understand it popping out, though. I don't understand that part of it. Like, the description of it is not computing in my brain. Like, how does it work?
Yeah, I'm gonna draft you. Go on Google image search and look at this for us so that we don't have to see it.
Oh boy. All right, here we go. This is what I get for being the last one on the Amazing Race podcast. What should I Google? Hernia?
Yeah, just Google hernia.
Google image search.
Go on Google image search and Google hernia. I want to see it.
Okay. Luckily, none of these are, oh boy. Oh God. Oh, it got worse. Oh, it got so much worse. Oh, there's an alarming number of penises here. Why are they next? Okay, I guess they're next to it, but oh my God. Dear Lord. Oh. Oh God!
Can you explain this in a PG-13 like manner?
I mean, Penn actually kind of described it perfectly in describing himself as John Hurt from the movie Alien. Like, it legitimately looks like a knob, like a baseball-sized knob, just protruding from your skin.
Oh dear.
Yeah. So, I mean, the time.
What is it exactly, though? Is it a muscle? Is it like a tendon? Like, what is actually protruding?
It looks like I'm sure there's going to be like, you know, doctors that are just like gonna at us furiously about this.
WebMD is going to be like.
It's when part of an internal issue, an internal organ or a tissue bulges through a weak area of muscle. So basically, it's either organ or tissue.
So it could be anything, really.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, this is the WebMD answer of like, well, it could be basically anything.
Any of your parts could start to escape.
Yeah, I know it from, so let's go back to the challenge. So Fresh Meat, the first one, I remember that there was a guy named Evan who had a hernia, and I remember they cut him. Yeah, and it did not look dissimilar from what my eyes have unfortunately feasted upon. Like, it was about as appetizing as the mac and cheese. It was a rather large, like, bulge sticking out near his waistline, and he just had to kind of, like, grin and bear it. I mean, I know that you can get surgery for it, and, like, you could really endanger your body if it goes untreated, but I guess this was minimal enough that I guess if you're able to grin and bear it, it doesn't require being medevac from the race.
Yeah, I think sometimes you can just kind of tuck it back in there, or it goes back in on its own. It's like, oh, there's nothing to see here. I'm coming back. But then sometimes if you can't get it back in there, you got to have surgery. That's my understanding.
And how does it happen, like, the first time? Is it just, like, fluke? Or is people more susceptible to it? Or, like,
I think of it as being an old person thing, right?
Oh, no. Penn's going to come at you now.
Penn is older than I am. And I'm an old person, so.
Yeah. It seems like it's basically, it says weakened muscles that may be present since birth or are associated with aging and repeated strains on the abdominal and groin area. So I think it also might just be like, if you're ripping too hard at the gym, bro, you might get a hernia. That's why it's also like those, you know, lifting harnesses and belts really are necessary when it comes to those power lifters, because hernias, I know, are like a big risk in that industry.
Well, I've learned something today. Thank you.
Yeah, but I'm intrigued, Jess. Do you think, is this going to be Chekhov's hernia? I mean, you know, it's not featured on the show, but do you think this might impair someone like Penn moving forward once we get to sort of, you know, the narrow end of the race?
I think, and again, I'm going to go back to the edit for this, because I think a lot of what we understand about how the Holderness family is doing is in what we are not being shown. And if that was going to take him out, we would 100% have seen it happen in this leg of the race.
That's a very good point that, yeah, this might just be like a, hey, by the way, this thing happened. You know how we hear many, many stories of amazing racers like, oh, I was running on two bad knees. I dislocated my shoulder, but we just never hear about it because it's not important to affect them.
Yeah, I broke both my legs and I was still running sprints. Yeah.
Wild. I think
we've literally been told that by a racer at one point.
Yeah, I mean, Chantel, there's a good reason why, I guess, why not a lot of Canadians, they have the Amazing Race Canada, but I would imagine that, like, universal health care is very much needed when it comes to these types of things. American Amazing Race does not have that.
Yeah, they don't want to have to go get a hospital bill because they went on the Amazing Race. But in Canada, it wouldn't matter because it would be treated for sure.
Yeah, as winners of this leg of the race, you have won coverage of whatever medical bills you incurred on this leg of the race.
I mean, listen, Kevin and Penn have won like $25,000 so far. Some of that might go towards Penn's, you know, hernia surgery.
Put it in
all
the hernia fund.
Yeah, that little jar. Gosh.
Yeah, frantically Googling Cape Cod hernia doctors.
Well, while you're there, can you like take care of something for me?
Sam, well, now I'm really rooting for Kim and Penn on Wednesday night.
Yeah, we just want everybody to
be able to pay healthy. Their medical bills. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Is the $1 million prize fund enough?
I mean, is this? Are you going to go into a rant on our healthcare system? Because maybe it's not. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's what I was hinting at. I don't think we need to do the whole rant.
Depends what insurance they have, I guess.
Yeah, hopefully they're covered.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So speaking of Kim and Penn, one of the four teams to have been racing in Greece this week. And we kicked off the show with Mike Bloom has really come out of his shell.
What a guy. Yeah. What a guy.
Yeah. That I didn't realize the first 7 years of knowing Mike Bloom, that was like the more reserved Mike Bloom.
That was the appetizer. I think quarantine's hit everyone hard.
Is that what happened? And,
Mike Bloom is no exception.
Yes. Okay. Because Mike Bloom has really become like the master of disguise.
Yeah. It's very, I think we said Carrot Top heavy. He's big prop comic these days.
Is that what we said about it? Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's take a listen to Mike Bloom's introduction. I don't know if this clip is going to work as audio. You might have to watch the video. Go to our YouTube channel, robinswebsite.com/YouTube. Otherwise, you're going to have to paint the mental picture. Yes. Yeah,
paint the mental picture, then see what it is in your head, then visit the video. Let us know did the picture in your brain match up to the actual
image. All right, here's the Amazing Race Leg 9 recap with myself, Jessica Leese, and Mike Bloom. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestrino back for another week of the Amazing Race. Here we are, 8 weeks in, leg number 9 in the books. Next week is the finale as our four teams will face off one last time in a 2-hour Amazing Race finale coming up next week. But here to talk about the penultimate leg is our Amazing Race panel, a panel that combines the wisdom of Socrates and the cynicism of Diogenes every single week for you here on the recap. Of course, our chief Amazing Race correspondent. Please welcome back Jessica Leese. Jess, how are you?
Doing great, Rob. Crawled out of my jar just for all of this. Mm-hmm. Very excited to talk about this week's leg of the race. Mike Bloom has a hoodie on and it's zipped up to his neck.
Oh, no.
So I'm a little bit concerned. Also, I can't bring a bit in because if I bring in any kind of one-liner, it's just going to get topped in 30 seconds. So it's like, I should just call in here and be like, hey, Rob, it's great to see you. Can't wait to talk about the Amazing Race. Why don't I try to be funny? That's not my job.
Yeah, I don't know. You're bringing the cynicism of Diogenes into the podcast already. I'm sure Mike Bloom doesn't have anything out of the ordinary planned. He seems like a normal sweatshirt on. It's
cold
chilly
on the East Coast. Okay, we got hit with a cold spell. Now that being said, I am feeling rather hot. Maybe it's just like the effort of me searching under rocks for 3 hours. So I mean, if you don't mind, I will.
Good Lord.
Slips into something a little more comfortable. I am a Micrates. Welcome, plebeians.
He didn't bring the wisdom, that's for sure.
Oh, just, I have wisdom in space.
Could you describe for our podcast listeners who are not watching the video what has happened?
Well, I want to start by saying that Sam Moore, our behind the scenes guy, has just typed in the private chat. Why all in caps?
Yeah,
just to set the scene.
Wow,
here.
That's very Socratic, though, right? The Socratic method is it can keep asking questions. I think why is very valid.
It is because I'm wondering the same thing myself. Except I know the answer is because Mike. So Mike is wearing a toga.
He is
shirtless, save for a toga top.
Yeah, I also want to say that I have seen Mike without a shirt on more than any other human in the last month without a shirt on. Okay,
I do have a wife, right, Rob?
That's commentary on me, Mike. That's not commentary on you.
I was going to say, listen, somebody's got to bring in the clicks, Rob. Okay, and I'm sorry that I have this bodacious bod that I need to show off. I'm like Ryan and Dusty, I gotta strip stuff off. You're the Raquel and Kayla's and the pit stop greeters, Mick and Jasmine. Look, I'm just here to dispense some wisdom. Okay, we all have two ears and one tongue to lick other dogs that follow other teams around.
Mike, can we ask you about the DIY toga?
I mean, like the process?
Yeah. What would you?
I mean,
is that a sheet or a towel?
It's a sheet. If it's a towel, like, God help me, if I cover myself in terry cloth, I'd be a puddle by the end of this. No, it is a sheet. It is probably way too many safety pins. I may or may not be bleeding at the end of this, much like Kayla did when she was throwing those plates in that detour. But mostly it's kept together with just the sweet old gumption. You know, the amazing rage is about how you keep at it no matter how lost you get. And no matter how lost I got in this billowy fabric, the idea of bringing forward this identity to you today was what kept me going, kept me one step at a time getting to this proverbial pit stop.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to go over there and take in the view and just take a minute to rest.
Exactly. I mean, yo, is this not a good enough view for you? And she's left. And she's gone.
Okay. Sam, I don't know about you. I can't see what Mike Bloom is going to come up with next.
I think we're good. We can retire the bit because I don't know where it'll go next. And I don't know if we can handle
it. Well, I just wonder, does he have like a costume rack at this point? Or like each time is he's like trying to just throw something together?
Well, I feel like every time he's just losing articles of clothing.
Does he have a party city next to his house? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little worried. Mike Bloom, I love you. We don't need birthday suit Mike Bloom.
No, don't discourage him. Don't discourage him. I mean, let him again, you know, let's try to remember, you know, there's children watching, but you know, also, you know, let's not try to put him in a box.
I don't think anybody could ever put Mike Bloom in a box.
Okay. Sam, over on Pod Friends, Matt Scott had another great guest with him this week from the World of Rob's podcast, and that would be our own Kirsten McInnes, who talked with Matt about a number of topics, but in the midst of a great conversation about Matt's first time podcasting with Kirsten and what that was like, there is, you know, the dreaded podcast interruption. And plays out in a very interesting way. Let's listen in to Matt Scott with Kirsten McInnes.
My very first RHAP podcast was with you, Taryn, and Rob. And it was the first Sunday episode of Big Brother 22. So everything was still happy and right with the world.
Yeah, well, we thought it was going to be a good season.
We really thought. But I remember doing that podcast too. And I remember leaving there and being like, I'm so intimidated by Kirsten. So intimidated.
Like after podcasting with me?
After podcasting with you the first time, because I was intimidated by everything. That's a whole other story. Okay, we're not going to get into that. But being part of the class of 2020 is a whole thing. You could go back and listen to some of the other episodes where I'm talking about that with some of the others who are part of it. But I remember just being like, oh my gosh.
Sorry, there's someone at my door.
Someone's at the door.
I'm sorry.
This is probably getting cut out unless it's Rob Sesternino at the door or Sam Moore. Maybe it's Sam Moore at the door. That rhymes.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my gosh. Someone's being helpful at the door. But I feel like I'm a security camera or something right now.
Mail's here.
The mail's here. They knocked on the... look at that. Look at that.
Sorry. I was like, no. I didn't know if it was my landlord or something.
I was like, oh, they knock for the mail nowadays?
This could have fit in my mailbox for sure.
I was just saying, I felt like a security camera in real time. I was like, who's there?
Who is it? Oh my God, imagine if I'd been murdered live on the street.
I know. I don't know if there's a way to lie. Well, I would... No, I wouldn't want to live stream that, but I would also be like, I don't know what to do for help.
I can't call 911. It'll call your local 911.
But I also can't turn off the stream either. But I also want to be here.
It would be evidence in a criminal matter.
And you have your headphones in too. Next time, take your headphones out because I want to make sure I yell at somebody. Like, hey, I'm here. Let me interview you for Pod Friends.
I see you. Yeah. You can't murder me. I'm being interviewed for Pod Friends.
Yeah. That's always it. That's exactly why I podcast, just to avoid being murdered while I'm podcasting.
Hey, Sam, how about us? Was this why you pulled that clip? Because we got name checked?
Absolutely. Anytime my name comes up, the bat signal goes up and I just
Yeah, that would be wild if I would have surprised Kirsten and like, hey, I'm here unannounced. I showed up in the middle of your podcast. Surprise. Pod friends pulling out all the stops.
I think the big question is, how'd you get over the border? Like that. That's like the main question. Then I
that's still hard. That's still hard.
I think so.
OK.
I don't know.
I would like to say for the record. Yeah. And I don't want to take a dark turn here, but if I am murdered, I would like to go out as I lived. And if it's going to happen, I would like it to happen on the podcast.
Do you have a preference of which podcast it happens on besides a video podcast? Like, do you really want to go out like during Big Brother?
I would say the patron 5 for 5.
Oh, that'd be
because
fun.
Also the most likely person to murder me will be in the room.
That's true.
Yeah.
Number one suspect.
I feel like at least for my family, like maybe a lot of people will become patrons to hear that episode.
That's good. Yeah. It's a good promotional push.
Mm-hmm. That's just
me. Rob's last podcast ever.
Thinking outside the box. Over on Renap, Phil T joined us to help out a public service to millennials. Some millennials, they have, you know, are a little set in their ways. It happens to all of us getting older. Look, don't drag me. People tell me I'm pushing 50. OK. And not just pushing P.
No.
Yeah.
And Phil T did a public service to the world. Just a good guy helping everybody
out. So Phil joined us on Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast this week to teach us a little bit of some of the new words that younger people are using online, on TikTok, all over the place. And so we invited millennials to listen on Millennials Bootcamp so that they don't get left behind. And Phil had a big surprise for us when he actually one-upped us on something that we had only gotten a few months back when he dropped this remix of the Mailbag song from Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast.
Right. Yeah. So I recently, you know, I feel like you guys have gotten a lot of backlash on
so
this,
much.
There's a lot of controversy over the Renap Fiverr song.
Yes.
So I recently reached out to Jack Fox and I was like, can you do this again? So I have a clip, a song.
Of Jack Fox is the rapper who
from Fiverr who
recorded our Mailbag song.
Right.
And you asked him to re-record it.
I said,
You asked him for a refund or you paid $15 to get the song re-recorded?
No, I was just like, okay, I took it into my own hands and I was like, okay, you know, like, let's,
does he know
let's
he's
rethink
like a big star
this.
Now?
I think now he does. I think now he does. I kind of like filled him in on, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you, when you say that in your head, do you think like P-H-I-L'd him in or do you think?
No, I just think about it in the English way.
Because you did fill him in.
Okay. I did fill him in, but also double entendre, like, you know.
Fill him in.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If you want to give me more credit for doing like weird wordplay that I'm not really thinking about, then mm-hmm. I will gladly accept it. Because, you know.
Okay.
I just want people to think I'm smarter than I am, for sure.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, here it is.
All right. So let's listen to what this big surprise that Phil has for us.
Mm-hmm.
The remix jingle, time for another, just like the sequel to How I Met Your Mother. Rob and Kiwi Need a Podcast, it's pretty established. Could have any guest like Tiffany Radish, you can take the podcast to great heights, appearing on Seth Meyers, the king of late night. You've given me, Phil, hours of laughs, because we know that you watched the whole 2 hours in cash. What? I can't believe how painful it is. I really, really wish that you were taking the piss. I mean, it's joking around, that's just British slang, just spin. Wheels, fast and furious as you can. It's sublime. I'm running out of things to say when I'm writing these lines. My name's Jack Fox, but I think that it's time to pass the mic to Phil T. It's been surprise. Go ahead.
Okay, it's Phil and Jack Fox. Rob and Kiwi got games like Jack Fox. It's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. Akita. I'm Kajak. Right. So now it's real team. So pull up a chair and listen to Akiva talk about how he picked up a spare. Come to Rob and Akiva for barrels of banter. Not Lizzie McGuire, but I'm dropping a wanker. If you don't go and leave a 5-star review, you can catch these hands back to Timbuktu. Watching F3, F7 on HBO. If you hate, then it's L plus ratio. They've gone and watched Seinfeld. They've yet to watch Scum. Talking to my two dads. Well, where's my mom? Where's my mom, dads? Dads.
Oh.
Dad, where's my mom? An ambush.
Yeah.
An ambush.
Wow.
Where's my mom?
Wow. 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 This is not the mailbag. This is not the mailbag right now if you skipped ahead. We're not doing a mailbag in the last 90 seconds of the podcast.
3 years preparing this podcast.
Wow.
Handcrafting artisanal episode from Phil T.
It's amazing.
Look.
Amazing. Phil, you are bussin'.
No. Don't waste one. It's two. You wasted two this podcast. You're done.
Sheesh. Very fun episode of Robin and Akiva Need a Podcast. The mailbag was actually in a separate piece back with Phil T. But if you're going to listen to one half of that, definitely check out 164A of Robin and Akiva Need a Podcast to learn everything that Phil T had to share with us. Sam, I wish that I had a natural, smooth, organic transition to get into talking about Joe Millionaire, but it escapes me right now. So we'll just have to...
The easy connection, Phil T, and now other half, Jenny Autumn.
Oh my God. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, I know.
That was you blew my mind.
I'm so good at this, Rob. Like,
yeah.
I need to be on every podcast ever now, yeah. Every week. Sorry, Taryn, I'm doing my feed updates now.
Yeah, you're on top of everything. And so we had on Joe Millionaire this past week, we had an episode that I thought was a real stinker. And look, we have suffered through a lot on Joe Millionaire this season, but it was a non-elimination episode of Joe Millionaire. Are you effing kidding me? Is this real life?
And that's not even a spoiler alert. If you didn't watch, we are helping you out. Don't watch this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the podcast.
For real?
Don't listen
for realsies? You're going to make me watch an hour of Joe Millionaire and not even eliminate somebody? 9 episodes in? Really?
And only 2 weeks left.
Okay.
And still no idea how the show ends.
Here's Jenny Autumn and myself talking about Joe Millionaire from this past Thursday night. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sesternino back here to talk about Joe Millionaire, episode number 9, week 8 of Joe Millie. The Joe Millie gang is back together because I'm here with Jenny Autumn to talk about... We met Kurt and Steven's parents, and nobody went home. And here to talk about it is Jenny Hunter there. Jenny, how are you?
You know what? What goes up must come down. And we were riding a high last week.
High. Yeah.
And I just don't even know what I just watched. There was no elimination.
What are we doing? What are we doing here? What is this?
They're literally like at the end of this episode lists, like doing short lists of people. And we still didn't eliminate.
There are 6 women and we couldn't pick one. Couldn't find one to send home. Kala had that big of a comeback.
This is the Kala comeback story. I don't know. But I mean, I really enjoyed the families last week. And, you know, some of these ladies' families really delivered. And so I had high hopes for Steven and Kurt's family to deliver.
Yeah.
And they... We're okay. They were just normal.
And look,
You know, I want to come on these podcasts and be fun and be funny and talk about all the crazy things that happened. But this was just boring.
It really was.
Okay. Yes. There was a man holding a raccoon he has a raccoon for a pet. Sure. Sure.
That was the best part.
Sure. Easily. We saw the butler played with a teapot when nobody was around, but that was only 20 seconds.
I know.
Who cares? Who cares what the parents think? Especially, who cares what Kurt's parents have to think? He's not even the real millionaire. Right? Am I missing something?
I mean, if anything, again, Kurt's parents should maybe care more because they don't want Kurt to end up with a woman that is going to leave him when she finds out he doesn't have a lot of money. I don't know. But again, these, Kurt is not broke. He's not poor. It's not. Yes, he's poorer than $10 million.
I guess. Sure. Sure. But
I don't know.
Yeah. So I just felt like I needed to say that up top because I want to give people a good podcast, Jenny.
Of course. And I mean, here's the thing. Somehow week after week, you and I come here and we managed to bang out almost 2 hours of nonsense. Sometimes on weeks where I don't expect it to be possible. And I'm just saying, Joe Millionaire, how are we supposed to give you 2 hours of our best when you're not even giving us 1 hour of your best?
That's right. That's right. I'm going to put out a tweet. Do you have any questions for Jenny Autumn and I that are not about Joe Millionaire?
We're just going to turn this to an AMA.
I'm not thrilled. I'm disappointed in them.
Yeah. Why weren't there any embarrassing questions? Why weren't there any games?
Nothing. Nothing. Did any of the women even get overserved alcohol this week?
Okay, I will say, at Stevens Farm, I do think the drinks were flowing.
Yes.
But no one was served to the point of being dragged away, in the bed of a tractor or something like that, which would have been amazing.
Yeah.
And this is why you shouldn't have got rid of Brianna last week.
Yeah. Somehow, though, Sam, the Joe Millionaire podcast was still an hour and 40 minutes.
Not surprised.
Look, I didn't say it was going to be a short podcast. She said it wasn't happy.
Every time.
Okay.
In the meta of this, I tell Rob every time he says it's going to be a short podcast today. I say, no, it's not. And every time it's a long podcast.
Look, Sam, when we're making art, we can't fit it into a tiny box. Okay.
Of course not. And Joe Millionaire is art.
Yeah.
Don't let anybody tell you differently.
When, we get into our true passion, complaining about reality shows. It's hard to stop that train.
Okay. Yeah, and as we said, this is a big week for that.
Big week. I'm losing my voice because I've been ranting too much on the podcast. All right. This is not a rant. This is a birthday shout out for
celebration.
One of my great friends and co-hosts, Pooya Zandvakili, join me to talk about everything going on 90 Day Fiance. I should say I joined Pooya. He's the guy with the 90 Day Fiance podcast.
Yeah. Conductor of the Hot Mess Express.
He's the conductor. I'm there because it's the Survivor off season.
Yeah. And I think this 90 Day episode was the antithesis of this week's Joe Millionaire. This episode had everything,
including a shout out to Pooya, who celebrated a birthday on Tuesday, along with Shannon Gus. Big birthday week, Bryce's birthday, Amon's birthday, all of the birthdays, Sam.
Happy birthday, everybody, in February.
In keeping with tradition, I did it last year. We did it again. Had to get a 90 Day Fiance cameo for Pooya.
Here is a birthday shout out from one of this season's cast members. And if you are not watching the show, his name is Ben. And all season long, that there was a lot of questions as to whether or not the woman he was seeing was real or was a catfish. A question that was answered on this week's episode of 90 Day Fiancé. All right, here is Puya getting his cameo this week. Wait, Puya, there's one more thing. I understand that Tuesday, which is probably the day most people would listen to this podcast, you would think, if they're you know, diehards of the 90 Day Fiancé recap.
Yeah.
I believe is a very big day.
This Tuesday?
This Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, it's my birthday tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Big day. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like it's a great tradition on this podcast.
No. What did you do? What did you do, Rob?
We have a special message for you.
Oh my God. Did you get a cameo?
Maybe.
Last year, you ended up getting me a cameo from Brandon, which was wild. He did so much for that cameo. I don't even know who this could be. I know a lot of these 90 Day people are on Cameo. Mm-hmm. My mind is racing, Rob. I'm blindsided. I completely.
Okay.
Oh God. Okay.
Here we go. All right. We have somebody who had a big week.
Rob, no! No!
There's a man named Ben who has a message for you, Puya.
Ben? Here he is. Okay. All right.
Hey, Puya. It's Benjamin from Before the 90 Days, 90 Day Fiancé, and really good to meet you. I am a big fan of yours because I checked out your podcast, and first of all, you got an amazing voice. Second of all, you sound like you know what you're talking about, and most importantly, you're very authentic, you're very real. So I'm just here to tell you, happy, happy birthday. Big happy birthday. Big props to you, my man. Proud of you for getting through another year. That's not always easy. And your friend Rob put me up to this. So Rob's a good guy. He says that you are incredibly authentic. You're a really good friend. And you are the nipple king. And he also said you ate 100 nuggets in one day, which that's pretty good. I'm thinking, man, after six, I'm pretty much done. You did 100? All right, you win that contest, whatever that was. So really good. Great job on your podcast. You've got an amazing voice. I just think that, you were meant for that. So good luck on that. And good luck to me. Am I right? Like I'm sitting at a restaurant waiting for Mahogany to come in. And I don't know if she's coming in or not. I don't know if she's real. I don't know if my love is real. I don't know what's happening. So good luck to me, too. I'm going to need it. So anyway, happy birthday. Good job, and hope you have everything that you ever wanted in life.
Oh, thank you, Ben.
Oh, my God. Rob, he knows too much about me now. Why did you tell him all these things? he knows a thing or two about authenticity, Rob. Yeah. So the fact that he gave me that endorsement.
He said you're a real one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do wish in hindsight I would have said that you know, the train is going too fast, Puya, so we might as well dance.
Get him to do a whole like soliloquy on me. Oh my God.
Yeah, ask him to tell the red shoe story again.
Well, Rob, I just opened his cameo.
Yeah.
And he has one after mine that he posted with hashtag pep talk.
Yeah.
With where he's in an airport. The one before me is also birthday celebration, but he's shirtless.
Yes. Yes. We were hoping that he would do it shirtless. Unfortunately, he is fully clothed. I don't want to be too creepy and request a shirtless for the nipple king, but
I'm okay. Okay with this. So, you know, I think he was like, he's the nipple king. I can't compare to him. I'm not.
He might have gotten dressed up for you.
I mean, he is wearing a suit. He's wearing a full suit with the top shirt unbuttoned because, you know, he's not that formal. We're kind of buddies now.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Rob, right. That's two cameos over 2 years. Both fascinating. Thank you so much for that.
Is there anybody else from the 90 Day cast that you would have rather heard from?
I mean, I would have been curious what Usman would have said about me, but I'm okay with getting Ben. This was wild. I love that in the cameos, like, you know, maybe good luck to me. Like, I'm going to need it. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. He recorded this before this week's episode had aired, so he doesn't want to give the spoilers away.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck to Ben now.
Yeah. Gino is not on cameo, by the way.
Thankfully. I would have hated to know what he was going to say. I'm glad Gino doesn't know who I am.
I don't believe Jasmine is either. Okay.
Rob, can I ask you something?
Yes.
Did you tell him about our podcast?
No. I said that you were a podcaster and a streamer, but I didn't tell him that you, he took it upon himself to go listen to your podcast.
Oh my God.
I don't know what podcast I don't know if he listened to this one or he listened to, just like went to your, Twitch.
Big Brother one.
Yeah. I don't know. But I didn't. Wow. He definitely checked out something you did.
Well,
and shout out to Ben if he's a listener.
I mean, hey Ben, what's up? Yeah. Listen, you stayed in the same place in the power ranking.
Yeah,
you know, kudos to you.
We said that Mahogany was off base to say you don't look like your pictures.
Yeah, we said that. Mm-hmm. We defended you there.
Yeah. So wow. Yeah. So yeah, you go home and spike the football on your ex-wife who said that this wasn't real.
Yeah, and I am going to marinate in that birthday message for the rest of the day now.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm going.
All right, so thanks to Ben for being a good sport, especially if we listen to any of the 90 Day Fiancé podcasts, and we're rooting for him.
We are.
Rooting for him with Mahogany.
Love is real. Mm-hmm. Hopefully everything works out for Ben. Yeah. Rob, would you do a postseason interview with Ben?
He's a little dry. I mean, I'm more interested in working on the Joe Millionaire unofficial reunion show.
Okay, we'll get that going.
Yeah, we hope so. Okay, so, all right. That's going to do it for the weekly wrap up this week. And when it comes back, we're not going to call it the weekly wrap up either. So this is probably a series finale for the weekly wrap up, unless there's really nothing going on at some other point in the future.
But if there's nothing going on,
it's a catch 22. Yeah. So we'll see. Maybe we will do a monthly wrap up. You know, Daquan really wanted Sesti's besties.
I was all for it too. And so was Hannah. We were all pushing for it.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, are we going to do this whole thing again, going through a name and just end on the monthly wrap up?
Yeah. Okay. If it's monthly, I don't know, maybe Sesti's besties is the way to go.
Let us know what you think. And only if the answer is yes.
Okay. No, let us know. Let us know what you think either way. As long as you're not like totally rude. Sam, I can't speak for you. I don't mind the negative feedback. Like, don't be rude and don't drag anybody who works for me or subtweet them. That pisses me off. But I can handle the negative criticism.
Sure. But we just want the name to be Sesti's Besties. So endorse it.
Yeah. So, okay. That's what's going on there. We have Survivor coming back. It is a great time to become a patron in March because we are going to not only making it easy for you to watch Australian Survivor, we'll make it very easy for you to watch Canadian. I keep saying celebrity. All Celebrity Big Brother. I kept saying Big Brother 23. Now we're on to Big Brother Canada. And now I keep saying Celebrity Big Brother. I'm a season behind. Okay. Yeah.
So we'll make it very easy for you to watch there. We have some other fun things going on in the patron group. So come stop by.
Yeah. Not to mention, we will also be having a new Survivor patron exclusive show.
What?
And it's going to be a show that is for the future Survivor players. That's who I'm talking to on that show. That's who I'm talking to.
And I know there's a lot of patrons who want to be on the show. I think what Rob's cooking here will help you a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on. Plus Patreon Facebook group, Patreon Discord, Patreon 5 for 5, and more. All at robiswebsite.com/patron. But again, if you're listening to this in February, hold on a couple more days. Wait till March 1st. Check out the slop from the other day. Become a patron at the start of a new month so you don't get charged for February. Okay?
It's a short month. It's ending soon. So
we're almost there.
Don't have to wait too much longer.
Sam, great job for all of your work putting together everything that we listen to here on the Weekly Wrap Up.
No problem. It's been fun getting together with you every Friday the last few weeks now.
Okay. Well, we'll do it in like 4 weeks when we bring you the best of March on the monthly wrap up, aka Sesties Besties, coming up in a couple of weeks. Until then, make sure you subscribe to all of our show podcast feeds. It's a great way to make sure all of those show podcast feeds get found. We appreciate your feedback and star ratings on Apple Podcasts. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.